Hello everyone, I Mehul Saini is going to record a podcast on noise pollution. Noise pollution is also known as environmental noise or sound pollution. It is the propagation of noise with harmful impact on the human life and animal life. The source of outdoor noise worldwide is mainly caused by the machines, transport and propagation systems. Poor urban plannings may give rise to noise disintegration or pollution. Side by side, industrial and residential building can result in noise pollution in residential areas. Some of the main sources of residential areas include loud music, transport like traffic, airlines, railways, etc. Lawn care, maintenance, construction, electrical generators, explosion are to the people. Documented problems associated with urban environment noise go back as far as ancient Rome. Noise is measured in decibels. Noise pollution associated with household energy generators is an emerging environment degradation in many developing nations. The average noise level is 97 decibels, obtained exceeded by the WHO value of 50 decibels, allowed for residential areas. High noise level can contribute cardiovascular effects in humans and increased incidence of coronary arterial disease. In animals, noise can increase the risk of death by alternative predator or prey detection and avoidance, interfere with reproduction and navigation, and contribute to the permanent hearing loss. Noise from roadways and urban factors can even be mitigated by urban planning and better design of roads. Roadway noise can be reduced by the use of noise barriers, limitation of vehicle speeds, alteration of road surface texture, limitation of heavy vehicles, use of traffic controls that smooth the vehicle flow to reduce the braking and acceleration and tire design. An important factor of employing these strategies in computer model for roadway noise that is capable of addressing local topography, meteorology, traffic operations, and hypothetical mitigation. That's all with the noise pollution. Thanks for hearing. Hello everybody, so I am Mehul Saini is back again this week. So we have now this time a special guest, Mr. Paul, who is an environmentalist. So let's listen his views on noise pollution. Hello Mr. Paul, so welcome on our show. How are you?
Thank you very much, first of all, for inviting me on your show. I'm doing good, and how are you?
Yeah, good sir, thank you. So sir, give us your opinion. What do you think? What is noise pollution?
Noise pollution known as environmental noise or sound pollution. It is the propagation of noise with harmful impact on activity of human or animal life. The source of outdoor noise worldwide is mainly caused by machine, transport and propagation system.
Thank you, Mr. Paul. So Mr. Paul, what do you think? What factors are affecting of noise pollution on human health, babies and on children?
Yeah, noise pollution have direct psychological effects such as hearing damage as well as cardiovascular and hormonal disturbance. Indirect effects include sleep loss, interference with concentration and learning, mood changes and aggression. And if we talk about children, as you know, the ear canal of young child is smaller than an adult. Sound pressure is up to 20 decibels greater than that in an adult. In addition to threat to children's hearing, noise causes psychological and mental stress and significantly impacts learning and cognitive development. Background noise also interferes with speech, perception and language acquisition.
Yes, Mr. Paul, I read some researches. They have same vision as you. So, Mr. Paul, tell something about white noise. Do you know white noise? What is?
Yeah, white noise is sound similar to radio static or the sound a fan makes that is often used to mask unpleasant sound. Some people find it helpful for sleeping and it can be suited sound for babies.
Oh, really? That's good. Yeah. So Mr. Paul at last gave us some suggestions and some points. So how can we reduce the noise pollution?
We can reduce it by keeping our motor vehicle muffler in good condition. Only honk your horn in an emergency. Train your dog not to bark inappropriately. Turn off the TV if no one is watching it. And if you want to enjoy loud music, please use headphones.
So thank you, Mr. Paul, for sharing your precious time and precious information with our viewers. Thank you, Mr. Paul.
Thank you very much.